in all sorts of languages. You on there? I remember when I was a young boy, used to sing all those old songs. Mama played the piano, and I'd lead the singing. That's been a long time ago.
Sure has.
But I have never forgotten it, ever. Me and that old woman had a lot of times together with this word. And anybody that knew her, Brother Donald Wayne knew her, and he's even talked about her at school. She was to me, she was a woman who loved the Lord. And for all people that don't know, she brought me up right. She brought me up in the fear of the Lord, how to behave, how to act, how to treat women, just everything. And I'm so proud that I had a mother that took the time to teach me God's Word.
Amen.
I see a lot of people in the back that I see at school every day. They don't read Pilgrim's Progress because they can't read. They don't like to read. Some of them can't write. Some of them don't stay in the room. Right, Sammy? So here they are, come to hear me preach, hear me talk about the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm glad that you came to hear the word of the Lord. I will tell you this, since Brother Glenn asked me to come and minister, I will tell you this, there's been a lot of pressure on me because I knew that there's certain people going to be here to hear me. Now, I knew that me and the devil was going to have a tussle because it's not his will that I be here or anywhere to preach his word. I love the Lord and I've been preaching for a long time. Maybe not in big churches, maybe not having a lot of people saved, but that's okay. I've been following the Lord for a long time. And I'll tell you this, you cannot, any preacher that stands in this sacred place and try to preach the Word of God without the Holy Spirit, you are dead. Amen.
That's right.
You are a dead person. All you're doing is talking. Making a sound. I know when the Spirit of God is in a place. I know who it can be on, and I just know. I've been preaching a long time, and God has shown me so many things in my life. I've seen miracles. I've seen a lot of things. But we're living in a world and in a time where we need to know about Jesus and what He's done for us. And I could not stand up here without the Holy Spirit and waiting for Him to, what I call, seal His anointing and His mantle when He puts it on me. I am a lot of things, but when it comes to the Word of God and when it comes to my feelings about Him and what He has done for me in my life, the sickness that I've had and He's healed me, He's everything.
Amen.
My life belongs to Him until I die, or whatever He wants to do with me. And even tonight I said, Lord, I have studied and studied and prayed and studied. But if there's something that I'm supposed to preach to these people, then you just give it to me.
That's right.
I don't have to look on notes and preach. Just give me what you want me to have. Because it's important that each one of us learn something from the Word of God.
Yes, right.
Have you ever asked the Lord, like me, I've asked the Lord, even now, I said, Lord, would you please tell me, excuse me, why you have preachers and evangelists and pastors? Why do you have them? Why do you need me to stand up here and preach to you? You ever thought about that? Why do I have to stand up here, pray, study the Bible to preach to you? Aren't you saved? Don't you know the Lord? Mm-hmm. Don't you have the Word of God inside you? Why do I have to put everything that God's given me out on you when you should know the Word of God and you should not have to be corrected by a preacher, do you? Well, there's something wrong.
You're right.
You can say amen if you want to.
Amen.
It's a Baptist church with amen. But it's true.
That's right.
So why do we do it? Because the Lord knew exactly what His sheep was going to do. They're going to wander off.
Amen.
Because they don't have the Word in them. Why did Paul say that preachers are to study and preach the Word? Didn't want them to work or do anything, but just study and preach the Word. And he had deacons to go through the church, and they were to clean the church, do everything else except preach the Word of God. No, that don't happen. Preachers have to work. And there's nothing wrong with it. But that's not what God's intention. But why should we have to do this? Because sheep are sheep. And a hireling is a hireling. And a pastor is a pastor. That's what the Word of God says. I want to talk a little bit tonight before, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Jamie wants me to teach one page, so. She thinks one page is going to be a long time. I want to talk about benefits of being a Christian. What are the benefits of being a Christian? In Psalms 103. If you want to look at it, it's fine. If you don't, it's okay too. I'll have other scriptures that I won't be able to spend new time to know them. But I'll have other scriptures that I'll read that I won't spend time telling you where they are. Psalms 103. David's writing and he said these words. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." He said it twice, did he not? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name." How many of you know how to bless the Lord? How many of you know how to bless the Lord?
Amen.
You can speak up if you want to. How do you bless the Lord? How many ways do you bless the Lord? Reading His Word?
Calling His name?
Calling His name? I lift my hands and pray to Him? I say, this is what lifting hands means. Some churches don't do it. This means, "Lord, I surrender everything to You."
Amen.
Then I can open my hand and say, "Lord, put the Holy Spirit on me, Jesus. Give me the Holy Spirit. That I can preach Your Word and bless Your name forever." So he said it twice. And actually what he meant was, David said, "Soul! Hey, soul! Bless the Lord! Bless Him!" That's what I do. I tell my soul I'm going to bless the Lord. Why would I want to bless the Lord? Because He forgives all my iniquities.
Amen.
All my sins have been covered. From way back when I was a kid to up to now, and forever my sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Your sins have been forgiven. Why? Because of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary.
Right.
When they nailed Him to that tree, he nailed every sin you will ever commit to that tree.
Amen.
Everything you've ever done has been nailed to that tree forever. And you come to the throne of grace and bow before Him and say, "Lord, I sinned. Will You forgive me?" He says, "Son, I forgive you. I forgive you." That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Because He forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. And that's where people like to get a hang up on. same cross that they, he nailed all the sins to the cross. He nailed all the sicknesses to the cross. And we ask the question, then why am I sick? Why do people get sick? Why don't God heal? Well, it's very simple. You don't believe it. It's true. I know what you're saying. I know that you say, I believe it. I believe it. But you don't.
Amen.
Because we don't hardly ever see God heal anybody supernatural. He does, but we don't see it. We don't spend time praying over our sickness and our diseases. We don't spend time, and the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. In all my ways, I will acknowledge Him, and He can direct me where to get my healing if He don't want to do it supernaturally.
That's right.
But if the Bible is true, when Jesus said, ask anything in my name and I'll do it, if that's true, there's something wrong, not with the Word of God, and not with Jesus, but it's with you and me. We don't have the faith. I'm serious. When the Lord healed me of cancer in 90-something, it was so unusual that faith was dropped down inside me. I don't know why He did it that way, but faith just dropped down inside of me. And when that doctor, and they said I had cancer in my lung, I never ever said I have cancer in my body. I never said anything negative. I never gave the devil an opportunity to tell me, you're going to die. Never. The power of God dropped down in my heart, and I didn't say a word to anybody. I just prayed until God gave me a scripture. And here's the scripture He gave me the night before they were going to operate on me. He said, it's better, son, for you to trust in me that puts your confidence in man. And I told the doctor, I'm gone. And I was sick. Asked my wife. You know what? He healed me. In the 90s. And I'm still healed. You don't think I don't love the Lord for what He's done for me? The power that He's put up on me and in me, like I feel now. The power of the Holy Spirit that does want to do a work in your life and mine, but we don't have faith to believe it. We have faith to believe in doctors. Nothing wrong with them. I went to them. But where's our faith? Where do we really spend time with the Lord? When do we really spend time with the Lord? How many times have you been to this church and you've been sick or somebody's been sick? And I'm not blaming this man. I blame people that are doing this. Now, you may not like the way I say this, but this is me. I was born this way and I was raised this way. How many of you come to this altar and get on your face and knees and cry out to God? Oh, Lord, have mercy on me and my family. How many of you do like a King Hezekiah did when he said, Hezekiah, you're going to die. Nobody wants to die. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. Maybe it wasn't just a wall, but he was looking toward Jerusalem. To where God was. He turned his face away from the world and the world system. And he got to himself and God was together. Him and God. And he cried to God and he told the Lord all that He had done for him. We don't tell God what we've done for Him. We're afraid to tell Him because you say, I've done nothing. That's what I say. When I asked God and tell Him, I turned my face and cried to Him to the wall and I would start praying and said, Lord, how can I tell you things that I've done? How can I tell you all I've done? I've done nothing. All my life's been small churches, the ones I started and had a hard time with it. But that's what God gave me. And I've been faithful to do it. And that's what He's looking for. How many of us can do that? How many of us, when Brother Glenn said we need to pray, that come to the altar and get on our face and cry out to God? How many of us did it when our nation was going through what it was going through with? Come and get and pray to God. He ain't never going to change this nation until the church of the Lord Jesus Christ changes their way and start praying and seeking God. And preachers, stop this mess about, well, you Baptists and you Pentecostal and you this and you this. I've whatever says in this book right here. This book, I don't take part of it. I take all of it.
Amen.
I used to take part of it. But then God got a hold of me. And He filled me with the Holy Spirit. That's why I can preach the Word of God. That's why He loves me. He died for me and gave me power over all the power of the devil. We want God to move in our lives. We want God to do something for us. What do we do? Yeah. Well, no, I am hard, ain't I? That's me. That's me and God. That's what's in me. All my life, this way it's been. Why? I don't know. It's just when the power of God gets on me. And I can't help it. I won't ever change. Because He is such a wonderful God.
He
gave His life for me. I have cried. I listened. I had so much pain one night. Patsy and I was coming back from the doctor. And I left the hospital too quick. And they didn't give me no pain medicine. And I come back riding in the back of that car. People, I think about Jesus on that cross and the suffering and the pain He went through with. I prayed and I told Pastor, I said, I can't stand it. I need to die. I said, Lord, kill me. Lord, please kill me. I can't stand this pain, Lord. Oh, God, kill me. I asked Him to kill me. Because I suffered so much. And then Jesus suffered so much. Until He decided Himself when He died, didn't He? You know why He decided when He died? When the suffering was at its biggest. And He felt like in His spirit that He had satisfied His Father. He said, it's finished. And the Spirit went to be with the Lord. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. Awesome. Loves every one of us. Died for us. That we could have eternal life. I love the Lord. I love what He's done. He said He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. Just a few more. Let me see. I think I tore my page off. I'll find it. Y'all sure are quiet. I hope I didn't scare them kids back there.
I hope you did.
They already scared of me.
You want to read it for us?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth thine
all
thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with the loving kindness and tender mercies. Continue.
One more.
Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
He satisfies my mouth with good things. He redeemed thy life from destruction. Brother Green preaches all the time on Fridays about being saved and how to live and how to do. And for some reason, they hear, but they don't hear. And it's the same thing with us. Brother Glenn can get up and preach, Brother David can preach, and Brother Green can preach, Brother Robert can preach. And people be sitting there looking at you, and they hear, but they don't hear because they never change.
Amen.
They never change. Ain't this word supposed to change our lives?
Amen.
When the disciples come with Jesus, didn't over a period of time they changed? Didn't Peter change when the Lord told him? He said, Peter, who do men say that I am? He said, thou art the Son of the living. Well, he said, first, thou art Elijah, or one of the Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said, no, Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter said, you've done good. Jesus said, you've done good because my Father has told you who I was. He heard that, but what did they do when Jesus was crucified? Gone. Right?
That's right.
I'll die for you, Lord. No, you won't, Peter. Yes, I will. No, you won't. And we know what happened to him. Mm-hmm. So who is Jesus? If he forgives all of our iniquities and healed by all my diseases and gives me the good thing, who is Jesus? Who is he? You can't escape him. You can't run from him. He's everywhere. Everywhere. You can go anywhere. Even in Russia. You can go in Russia and it's a Kremlin and you'll find pictures of Jesus there. He's everywhere. What are we going to do with him? What are you going to do with him? Who is he? Is he the Son of God? Is he who he said he is? Is he the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Who are you, Jesus? You walk this earth, you preach the word, you heal the sick, raise the dead, but who are you? Who is he to you? Who is he to me? What have I done with him? Where is he in my life? Do I give him everything? Do I give him my time? Do I give him my finances when he asks for them? Do you do that? If you don't do these things, he's not your Lord, nor your Savior. Many of you say he's not your Lord.
Amen.
Lord means I give you everything that belongs to me. Everything. Even when it comes to tithing or anything else. Time for the Lord. We don't have time for the Lord. Always, Brother Dahl tells them kids about the phone that they got. Maybe they're adults. Maybe you don't have time for the Lord because you're on the phone all the time. All the time. Eternal life. Everlasting life. Jesus, who are you? He's right here. He's filled up this book with who he is. He was from the beginning. He was with God from the beginning. The Word, Bible says, he was from the beginning. He was before everything was. The Son of the living God. Mm-hmm. Who came to this earth to become a man and hide God. Knows everything that you go through with. And I tell those kids in my Bible class, I said, all he wants to do is just spend a little time with you. Just a little time with all of us. Turn off the television. Turn off the phone. Turn off everything. And find where he is. And say, Lord, I want to spend some time with you. And he'll say, oh, thank you, son. I've been wanting to spend time with you. I got something I want to tell you. You've been praying and asking me for this. I'm going to tell you how to get it. You never do it. Maybe you do. Most people don't. Just spend some time with you. Husband and wife spend time together. You don't know your wife unless you spend time with them, do you? And the same thing. He just wants to spend some time with us. So who is this Jesus to you? Who is he? What have you done with him? Where does he live? Where does he live? Is he in your life, in my life? It's been only the last few years that I've really been seeking who Jesus is. I always could preach the word. I always felt anointed. I have felt God put a mantle on me many, many times until I couldn't hardly stand it. Ask some of those that's been seen preached before. I'd cry. I couldn't even preach for crying. Because the power of God had overtaken me. There is nothing in this world. Absolutely nothing. Brother Glenn knows this. In this world, that's more important to a preacher than the power of the Holy Spirit. That gets a hold of him. And he sees things that y'all never see, and so do I. He's a shepherd. He loves his flock. And this word that God has given to him, he gives it to you. So this is why preachers preach. This is why Brother Donald Wayne preaches all the time, me and him both, to those kids back there. This is why, kids. This is why. I tell every one of those kids, you're either going up or you're going down. You can't say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I said, it's too late. You're born into this world and you've got to make a decision. You're going to heaven or hell. It's your choice. It's your choice. You can't get out of it. You can't say, I don't want it. It's like telling a pregnant woman, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. It's going to happen. It's coming out one way or the other, isn't it? You can't say, I put it back in because you want to get it out. But you know what they'll do? They'll go right back and get pregnant again. And then they hate you. And they hate everything. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's the men's fault. That's why when Patsy was pregnant and had a baby, I never went in. I stayed out with the men. I didn't want to have a hitting on me and all that stuff. This is what the Bible says. This is what it says. We have an awesome God. I didn't even get into my sermon. Praise God forever. But there'll be another night. I don't hear you. God wants you to be doers of the word and not hearers only. That's one of his benefits. I guess I just let y'all know how much God means to me and how much he should mean to you. And what he wants us to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. He's coming back real soon. Everything you've done on this world ain't going with you. Only what you got done in the book that God's got written down. Will there be any stars? Mom used to say this, will there be any stars in your crown? I said, yeah, Lord, there'll be some. There'll be some. I appreciate somebody that took time to teach me God's Word and that I lived God's Word when I was young. I did. I did. I lived God's Word when I was young. I didn't do all the things that some men, some boys did. I didn't do that. You know, when I look back at my life and I say, why didn't I do that? All of them tell me all the mess that they did. I didn't do that because I had no desire to do it. Right, Brother Don? We were taught different, weren't we? Because I wanted, Mama said, if you keep yourself clean and you do this, that, you'll live to be an old man. How many of you know we serve a good God?
Yes.
Happy, don't we? Don't we?
Amen.
We serve a good God. And I'm glad to be able to preach and tell you about Jesus and who he is. You want to have something you want to do now? I'm through.
I'd like to answer the question that you asked that really spoke to me. And he asked us all. I wonder if I would challenge us all to answer the question. And if we can answer it, what he said, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? And he's so much more than our Savior. As Brother Travis just got through preaching. If you're hungry, he's the bread of life. If I'm thirsty, he's the water. If I'm sick, he's the great physician.